This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, and it's a good day to die. Hallelujah. For those of you that are new here, don't run out. No one's going to kill you. Hallelujah. When we say it's a good day to die, because we want to die to self. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to welcome everyone. It's Sunday morning live. You never know what Dad's going to do. Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Is He faithful or what? How many of y'all going through stuff? Well, you're blessed. That means God's trying to train you and teach you something. He's trying to bring you to another level of faith. Amen. This is where you don't go backwards, you go forward. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, Master, you are awesome. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it? Well, we've just had a week long of services. I mean, just glorious. You know, and the Word says, he who sows sparingly reaps sparingly. And who sows bountifully reaps bountifully. And I'm not trying to get any money from you, so don't panic. Of course, we don't really preach that on Sundays. We teach it on Tuesdays about tithing and offering. But there is an offering bucket there. Hallelujah. But what we're talking about is sowing in the Spirit. And the word Spirit means breath. And the more you sow, that's why it's so important. You know, that's why God, he commands us to gather together. You know, it's a wonderful thing that happens, because even the word says that it's good for brethren to dwell in unity. Amen? Why? Because there's a special anointing. God blesses you when we come together. He blesses you in every area. Something happens. In fact, sometimes when you just walk through the door, that demon's been that's been on your tail all day long, he gets shaken off. That fear and everything sometimes just gets left right at the door, doesn't it? Why? Because you just come in with everyone else that's carrying the will of God, the anointing of God, and that yoke gets broken sometimes as you just walk in and say hello to a brother or sister. Oh, hallelujah. Then as we begin to worship, the Holy Spirit begins to do deeper things. And all of a sudden conviction comes and so forth. Well, the conviction isn't about condemnation. The conviction comes because it's light. And truth is light, isn't it? Amen? Oh, praise God. So as we were sowing all week long, and I know many of you, if not all of you, something began to happen in your life. God began to, let me tell you, it is a new season, and it's a season of power and prosperity. Now, let me share something with you which is important. It's not, listen, prosperity in the carnal reign of materialism can cause someone to stumble if they're not positioned spiritually. Amen? But we want to walk in the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the prosperity and the riches of the Spirit. Amen? Because see, once you really have Jesus, you have everything. Once you have Him, you've got everything, no matter what it is. And you, and the awesome thing is, He says, it's His delight to give you the kingdom. He doesn't want to hold anything back from you. The only thing that is held back from you is what you don't believe in. Where you don't have faith is what's held back from you. Hello. And that's what the devil brings, doubt and unbelief. He brings fear. Now, Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. And we are not fighting flesh and blood. Not at all. We are fighting powers of darkness. And sometimes God closes a door in your life and you feel like you're on the ledge. Uh-oh. And the Holy Ghost comes over and kicks you off. Poof. He says, now it's time to walk by faith and not by sight. You've been walking by how you feel. You've been walking by your finances. You've been walking by all the things that you've been storing up. All of your material things. You've been walking by all of these things. Now it's time to really trust me. Because in these latter days, you got to trust God. Amen. You got to walk in faith. Oh, hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, some of our lives have been turned upside down. All the change has been coming out of your pocket. Why? Because God has been shaking the money changers. You remember when Jesus went into the temple, and what did he do? He kicked over the tables. He said, all right, come on, everybody out. Everybody out of the pool. Hallelujah. I want to talk today a little bit about something the Spirit gave me this morning. And it's called the key of knowledge. The key of knowledge. And so many things are happening in our life. And so many things are manifesting in the physical arena where people are being led astray. You're either being led or misled. Amen? And you've got to discern what spirit is speaking to you. Hello? You've got to discern what spirit is speaking to you. We have a wonderful teaching called Who Told You That? And you'll know the spirits by their fruit, won't you? But there's an arena where we must, in the key of knowledge, let me share something with you, very important. Knowledge is the key that opens treasures. Knowledge is the key that opens treasures. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew 16 with me this morning. Hallelujah. I see my neighbors are here today. Morning. David and Vicky. Now, but would you guys stand up with your kids? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Welcome. Now, I got to tell you something. When my wife and I were divorced, you know, we were married 8 years and divorced 3 years. When Kate came back in town, we didn't know whether we were supposed to get married again. In fact, I was afraid to get married again because I didn't want to lose my relationship with the Lord. And my wife was afraid to marry an addict once and always an addict, you know, stuff like that. So her and I, me and Kate, we prayed and we said, Lord, if you want us to get remarried, we'll do it. But we need a sign. We need a sign, Lord. I mean, I need a sign. And so my wife said we were going to get ready to go to dinner. And she says, I want crab legs. She says she wanted crab legs. And there was this place we used to go to, which was a bar. Now you got to remember, my wife was still. She was still. And I wasn't. And so I said, no, I'm not going there to eat crab legs. I don't go in those places no more. But let's go to another place. We went and ate Chinese. And before we blessed the food, and we said, Lord, please, we need a sign. Because I don't know what to do. And we wanted to go on with our lives. So we got home that night. It was about 9:30. And somebody comes knocking on my door. I'm thinking, who's coming here at 9:30? The only thing I thought was, uh-oh, some drug dealer trying to sell me dope again. You know how the devil works. And there was Vicky, my neighbor. And she heard Kate had come back and whatever, and she was just being a nice neighbor, didn't really probably know she was being led by the Lord in this arena and being used by God. And she had this box in her hand, and she says, hey, we know you like seafood, and I wanted to bless you. These were in my freezer. We opened them up, and they were crab legs. So Kate and I got married on crab legs. So you can thank Vicky for yielding to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And bringing us crab legs. Oh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Only God. Get married by crab legs. Haven't eaten them. Still haven't eaten any crab legs since. Praise God. And Matthew 16. The key of knowledge. Again, knowledge is the key that opens treasures. Oh, hallelujah. In Matthew 16, in verse 13. Hallelujah. Is everybody with me? Would you read it, please? When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say I am? Now, that was very powerful because what he was saying is, listen, he was going, you need to know me. That's knowledge. Who do you say I am? In other words, he wanted you to know him personally so that you could personally get knowledge from him, not just by what you read. You'll learn more from an individual by hanging out with them than reading about them. Hello. So he said, who do you say? I know what everybody else says, but who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, of course, Simon, you know, Peter was always jumping out there, praise God. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Peter got a revelation. It's called revelation knowledge. And Jesus said to him, Simon, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. It isn't anything you read. Hello? It's something that you heard. He said, but my Father who is in heaven has revealed this to you. And he said, and also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, which means revelation, I will build my church. Now, who brings revelation? The Spirit. Amen? Because the church is built by the Spirit of the living God. The Word are the building blocks. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. He says something very powerful. He says, and I will give you the what? Keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, do you know me? Listen, when you know something of truth, it becomes knowledge. Amen? All knowledge can be utilized for the kingdom's growth. Even some carnal knowledge can be utilized for the kingdom's growth. Amen? Because what you can do is turn it around to utilize it for the kingdom. Then even Jesus talk about some of his stewards. He said, man, that's a wise steward, even though he was not right. Amen? He said, that's a wise steward, even though he wasn't right. He knew exactly how to handle things. Why? Because he had knowledge. Knowledge. The key of knowledge. Knowledge is a key that opens treasures. Go to Hosea 4:6, your favorite scripture. Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. Oh, to God be the glory. Would you read it with me, please? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, what does knowledge mean? It's truth. See, there's a lot of knowledge out there that is not truth. So people are just grabbing knowledge that's not truth, and it brings them into bondage. And because you have rejected knowledge or truth, I will also reject you from being priests for me. And that's someone's close to the Lord. In fact, the Bible tells us that those who are close to the Lord, riches and secrets are revealed to them. That riches is knowledge. And I will reject you from being priests for me because you have forgotten the law of your God. I will forget your what? Children. We taught, that's how a curse comes down the line, doesn't it? How many of your children have been astray because we didn't have the knowledge? Amen? But now as you get in line with God, God begins to rescue your children. Go to Luke 11. You know, one of the things that we need to have is knowledge of the source of your enemy and who your enemy really is. If you don't know how your enemy operates, you're going to get your butt kicked. So we need to learn how the enemy is. Didn't Jesus say, come to me, you who are heavy laden? Amen. For my what? Burden is light. Amen. So he's saying, what did he say? He says, come and learn from me. What was he saying? Come on and get some knowledge. I'll teach you. Personally teach you. And that's done by his Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. In Luke 11. My wife's still baffled. In fact, so am I sometimes at the things that the Spirit gives us to teach. I mean, you're looking at someone that, I don't think I read a book in all of 9 years of going to school. Hallelujah. No, I didn't complete 10th grade. I got thrown out. And I went and got a GED, and then one thing led to another. And by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, now I got a bachelor of theology. Ooh. And I didn't go to cemetery school. Everybody else went to cemetery school. But God made way for me to take an exam after a period of time, an entrance exam, and I took this entrance exam to be able to take a bachelor's degree exam. I passed the first one, and I passed the second one, so I got a 4 years bachelor's degree without going to school one day. And to God be the glory. Why? Because of the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth. Does everybody understand that? Oh, hallelujah. From someone that couldn't finish a book. Do you get it? Only by the Spirit of God. Why? Because I was born again. I'm talking about a new creation. A new creation. You know, sometimes the devil always tries to hit you saying, you know, you really can't do this. And you're right. I can't. But he can through you. That's where my daughter was quoting scripture to me this morning. I said to someone, Liz, I can't do this thing for you now. She said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. 6 years old, going on 30. And Luke 11 and 52, it says, woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the what? Key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. Oh, and he said, and as he said these things to them, the scribes of the Pharisees began to assault him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying to wait for him and seeking to catch him in something or anything that he might say that might they have an opportunity to accuse him. Accuse Jesus. I want you, listen, lawyers, lawyers at that time were the upholders of the law, but they've removed the true understanding of the law. And Jesus was saying, woe to you, for you've left the moralities out. You've left the true understanding of the law, just like even right now what's going on of the in our laws. You know, we have Supreme Court judges and all that are supposed to be upholding the Constitution. Amen? But they really don't. Now they're trying to change the Constitution because many of these Supreme Court judges are associated with the darkness kingdom. Amen? So now you've got all of these things that are happening. I mean, they're changing laws according to the fit, or they're interpreting the Constitution to fit their need instead of what was originally stated for. And that's where there's a lot of problem here. Listen, this country was found on Christianity. The Word of God was placed in every school. That was the first thing they learned was the Word of God. It was the first book they read. And now prayer is being taken out and all of these other things. But you can go into schools and they can teach voodoo and witchcraft and they can tell you all about your horoscope and everything else. But you can't talk about Jesus. Man, you'll be persecuted. Why? Because the powers of darkness have infiltrated our government in every area. Every area. That's why the body of Christ is going to have to stand strong in unity and intercession. Look at the mess up they make with child care or with children and families. How many little children they've lost. How many children they've actually sold. They can't even keep an eye on their employees to find out whether they're right. They've got sex offenders and everything else working with children because they don't even know. They come in with lying documents saying they do this and they've got all of these degrees and whatever. They don't even check on it. Look at how many professors have been professing to be a professor and they don't even have a high school education. That's why you've got to pray that all of these things get exposed. Amen? Woe to these lawyers. That's what he was talking about. Jesus was rebuking. Woe to you who've taken the key of knowledge away from my people. The key of knowledge. Why? Because knowledge is a key that opens treasures. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 10. I mean, we are in the last days. Praise God. Can everybody see? Turn your night light on. Come on, put on night vision. Proverbs chapter 10. And verse 14. Would you read it with me? Wise people store up knowledge. Well, you see the word knowledge, put truth. Because the Bible says it's truth that sets you free. Amen? Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near what? Destruction. Man, some people just talk to talk. And they just blurt out all kinds of garbage. They speak so much, their lips blind them. Amen? Right, some of them you need to put in the back of a rowboat and become a speedboat. Hallelujah. We're to store up knowledge in our spirit. And how do you store up knowledge? Through instruction, through examples, experiences, challenges. You know, you've got to have a desire to want to build God's kingdom, the house of God. You know, I get knowledge from other people's mistakes. I get enough of my own, so I might as well pick up from other people. Amen? Trials. Relationships. People you hang around with. Man, you can pick up knowledge from them, don't you? You get knowledge on the computer, the internet. But there's knowledge that's good, and there's knowledge that's bad. And that's where, you know, there are books that I read that I'll eat the meat and throw the bone out. The Lord will lead me to a book to say, I want you to read this. And I begin to read it, and he'll say, go here, go here, go there. Okay. And he says, now get rid of it. All right. What am I doing? I'm eating the meat and throwing the bone. Knowledge pertaining to what's needed. 2 Peter chapter 1, please. You know, there are spiritual laws. Many people don't even understand those. One of the great spiritual law is tithing. You know, the Bible says, don't rob God, right? So if you're a tither, that protects your money. If you do offerings, it increases your money. You know, but when people get in trouble financially, you know what they do? They go borrow money instead of take money and sow it into the kingdom. Believe me, this ministry has existed on sowing. Because when we get in trouble, I tell my wife, give me the checkbook. And we sow into another ministry or on good soil. And God returns it. Holy Ghost slot machine. Bing! Just pull out your bag. All right. You know, one time the Lord told me, he said, and this was a Friday, and he says, I want you to go to this morning breakfast. There's a man there I want you to give $1,000 to. I thought, what? There's only about $1,000 in that account. He says, I want you to go there. And I said, well, what if he doesn't show up? He said, go there, guy. So tear out this check. I put it in my pocket. I go there. Halfway through this morning prayer breakfast, the guy's not there. I said, well, Lord, I guess I missed you. Either there or wasn't you. The man walks right in. says, write on that check. He said, guy, don't you know I'm trying to bless you? I said, all right. So I wrote the man the check. This was a Friday. I gave it to him. I said, God bless you. My knees were shaking. God bless you. I don't know how. I was casting down those thoughts and imaginations. I don't know how we're going to pay the rent this month. You know, the enemy was attacking me in every way possible. You know, he was trying to load up my groceries bags with fear and doubt. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Oh, God, help me. That Monday, a man came over, knocked on my door, gave me $4,800. I said, where do you want me to sow? Who else do you want me to give money to? Man, from that point on, I love giving money away. I love giving everything away. Whatever he tells me to do, I'll do it. Bam, it don't matter to me. Why? Because I know that it's going to come back a hundredfold. Yeah, you know, people don't realize. Now, Vicky and their family probably know, but, you know, we only had one house. It was in foreclosure. I had no furniture. All of a sudden, furniture started showing up on my front lawn. Somebody came over and turned. I had no water, electricity. I was taking showers out of hoses and doing whatever I could to survive. But when I came to Jesus, my house was in foreclosure. $6,000 in back payments, $10,000 liens. And Lord just kept telling me, trust me. I was thinking, trust you? Hallelujah. Come on, I'm a baby. I'm only a few weeks old. Trust me. Take that diaper off. Change it yourself today, son. You know, but God brought us through. And my wife came back, you know, I was all Mr. Holy, changed, born again, and she's still carnal. And I'm not working. I'm studying the Word and praying, you know. And we're getting ready to go to church. I said, hon, Kate comes home with a check, you know, with the pay the bills. I said, babe, we need to write a tithe check. She looked at me like, what, are you crazy? I'm the one that's working. You're the one that lost everything? You lost everything and you want me to write a tithe check? Yes. All right. She could not deny the new person that she was associated with now. She couldn't deny that. No matter what my wife was, whatever the devil was trying to tell her, she'd always look at, oh, man, I remember what you used to be like. I can't deny this. I can't deny this. And as we began to give, we began to see things happen. So the first thing the Lord said, I want you to start up a ministry called True. And he said, what I want you to do is whatever money you gather, put it in there and bless people. Help people. And that's what we began to do. Whatever money we got, her check and whatever I got. Well, I used to get a $20 a week allowance. I'd put it in there, you know. But we began to see things increase. And increase, why? This is a key of knowledge, isn't it? It's a spiritual law. Listen, God will not deny His word or His promises. And we began to see these things happening. Now we have 8 homes. And people are getting helped. And that's another thing that we've done. We were just obedient. Obedience brings the word of God to pass. Obedience. Amen. That's a key of knowledge. And you know what? You got to experience these things. God is going to bring you to that ledge and kick you off sometimes. He's going to want to know whether you're really trusting Him. If you're really proclaiming to be a Christian. Are you really Christ-like? Or have you been caught up in religiosity, claiming to be a Christian but can't walk it? Hello. I'm telling you, God is shaking the church and He's going to challenge you. He's going to challenge you. Where did I say to go? First Pete? Hallelujah. I better go there now quickly. Hallelujah. It's a good day to die. 1 Peter chapter 1. Okay, I agree. 2 Peter chapter 1. I don't want to argue over that. 2 Peter chapter 1. Praise God. Verse 2. Would you read it with me? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in what? In the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. What's he saying? He's saying, listen, grace and peace is going to be multiplied the more you get knowledge of your God and your Lord. And what is grace? Grace is favor. Grace and peace is going to be multiplied upon you the more knowledge you get of him. The only way that you're really going to get that tangible knowledge is to experience things. You can read about it. Come on, everybody reads the word. But you must experience it. That's why every time, and you know, come on, get ready. After today's teaching, you know you're going to be tested. But the test is going to promote you. Because everyone in here is going to pass it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Including myself. In verse 3, and his divine power has given us what? Come on, read this with me. And his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Oh, come on. What more do you need? You can all go home now. That through these you may what? Be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Man, that's the divine nature. That's the Christ that lives in you. Power, prosperity, the key of knowledge. Remember, knowledge is the key that opens up treasures. You know, when people look for treasures, they always look, they're hunting for a map. Well, what's the map do? It gives them the knowledge of where to go. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Grace and peace will be multiplied when the knowledge of God and Jesus are increased in your life. Knowledge that is truth brings light. Light exposes darkness, and freedom is learned. Freedom is learned. Why? Because you must have knowledge. You know, just like when people come into our discipleship house, some of them have been believers for a long time. Then they really get revelation knowledge because the spirit of truth is there. And all of a sudden, bam, I mean, you know, because there's been, you know, some of them had lights on, but nobody was home. Amen? But now some of the lights are coming on and they're getting filled with the Holy Ghost, so somebody's home. Hallelujah. And light exposes darkness. Praise God. You know, revelation knowledge or knowledge itself of truth in Christ, it promotes the divine nature of Christ. It also promotes, in this, you must have two things. The knowledge and his presence. You've got to have both. In other words, you can't live without his presence, but you can't function without his knowledge. Does everybody understand that? You can't live without his presence, and you can't function without his knowledge. Because we must have knowledge. That's why we listen to what God is telling us what to do. Amen? We get revelation knowledge. Go to Proverbs 2, please. Hallelujah. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday afternoon. It's afternoon. Proverbs 2. It's just for you. Praise you. Isn't it wonderful to see the kids dance around? And I mean, all of us kids dance around. Man, you come here, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get revelation knowledge. It's filled with the Spirit. And Holy Ghost aerobics. We promote health. Yeah. We should start a diet program, you know. Dance every night. Proverbs 2, 3 and 5, 3 through 5. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there anyways? Proverbs 2. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. Now I want you to understand something. Discernment is knowledge. Because without knowledge, you can't discern. And how are you going to discern? Now, there's the gift of discernment, which is the discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is different than what I'm talking about. Discerning of spirits is to be able to see in the spirit, to find out what spirit is motivating your spirit. Amen. What's motivating your spirit to do what you do? Or somebody else's. In other words, there's a time when I can see people come up and talk with me, and I can see that demon that's actually talking through them. I can tell what demon is motivating a person to speak to me. No, I don't say anything unless the Lord says so. Amen. Hallelujah. But this here is knowledge. If you cry out for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, who? Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and what? Find knowledge. Find the knowledge of God. Oh, see, you've got to dig for it. You've got to search it. You have to cry out for it. Praise God. Spiritual knowledge is the gathering or the gateway to hidden treasures that release power and prosperity. I want to say that again. Spiritual knowledge or revelation knowledge is the gateway to hidden treasures that release power and prosperity in your life. Does everybody got it? Glory. Proverbs 23. Remember, Daddy said, my children, my children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Worship is a wonderful arena. Amen? I mean, you know, there are people that just, you know, they've got to loose themselves so they can really get into worship. You got to get in, man. It's like, you know, some people come to put their big toe in the water. That's when I like going behind them and kicking them in. Get in there. Why? Because it's for their benefit. Hallelujah. Don't come with your big toe. Come with your whole body. Proverbs 23:23. Thank you, Master. Now, here's a key. What does it say? Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. In other words, here's the price. Buy the truth. Buy that knowledge. Buy it. In other words, there's a price to pay. Sacrifice. Deny yourself to get it. Take that time to seek out knowledge. You know, when I was a baby in Christ, man, I couldn't get enough. Not that I'm not grown up, not that I'm grown up or anything. I'm still a baby. I still cry out to my dad all the time. Ask him to change my diaper. Then I realized I didn't have it on. But there's a price that must be paid. Doesn't the Bible tell you to count the cost? Amen. You got to count the cost. You can't tiptoe through the tulips no more. There's a price to pay. The price of seeking. Remember, I share with you, those who are close to the Lord, there are hidden treasures, there are secrets that God reveals to them as you seek God. Praying in the Holy Ghost is a wonderful way to get revelation knowledge. You know, people have started praying in tongues and don't anymore? You know what they've done? They've put that right on the shelf and not used one of the most important parts of the full armor of God, which is the number 7th part of the full armor of God. Unfortunately, it's not taught enough. And if you read in the book of Ephesians, you'll see that the 7th part of the full armor of God is praying in tongues. It brings revelation knowledge. Why? Because you're finally out of the way. Your carnal understanding has been kaput. And you're praying those things in that are not as though they are, and you don't even know it. And as you're praying, God's going to prepare you to make the next decision. You don't know what decision you're needing to make. Something's going to come up to you, and you're going to need to make this decision. And you're not going to have time to pray. You're going to have to make it. But God will give you revelation knowledge on what to do. Why? Because it's been put in your spirit, and it's not been revealed to the devil, because the devil doesn't know what you pray when you pray in tongues. Why? So the Holy Ghost can quicken it to you. Because if you knew it, then the devil would steal it. Hello? He would come against it and bring doubt and fear and unbelief. Praying in tongues is a key of knowledge. That's one of the keys of knowledge, is praying in the spirit. That's one of the things that's been taken out of a lot of the body of Christ. They don't preach it enough. That's how you get into deep riches. That's how you find these treasures, by praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you're finally out of the way. And you're praying directly to God. And He's sending the information back. And it's put in your spirit. Then the Holy Spirit quickens it when needed. Oh, hallelujah. Keep me talking about that. I'll start praying in the Holy Ghost all day. By the truth, knowledge, there is a price to pay. Seek it out and deny yourself. Amen. Proverbs 15, please. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Proverbs 15, 14. Would you read it with me? The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. But the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. They become the Tower of Babel. Hosea 6. Hosea chapter 6. Hallelujah. In verse 3, would you read it with me? Hosea 6, 3. Let us know, let us pursue the what? Knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like rain, like the latter and former rain in the earth. Look it. Without understanding or having the knowledge of the things of God and His movements, you miss Him. You'll miss what He's trying to say. You'll miss the season what you're in. You'll miss all of these things. And you'll struggle and struggle and start. Did you ever see somebody, a boat going down a river and it's just floating? I mean, or sometimes when you get on a raft, you know, or inner tube, and you get on that thing and you're cruising, it's sunny out and the water's chilly, you know, and you'll be bouncing off this. And then when you try to get out, you know, you got to hold on because the river is still flowing or whatever. Or, you know, it's why? Because it's coming again. It's got a specific flow. But then there's times when you float right into an area where you can dismount. And it's real smooth and easy. But if you try to get out before this area, it makes it difficult. And sometimes you lose your raft or you fall in or whatever because you're trying to get out when the current is still cruising. That's what happens to individuals when they miss God. Is everybody with me? They miss God. Why? Because they don't have the key to knowledge in an arena of understanding when to move and when not to move. People go ahead of God. They spend money on hope instead of truth. They purchase things on hope instead of... Many people go out on assumption. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. So unless you've heard God, you don't move. Is everybody with me? Too many of the people of God's kingdom are going out by assumption and getting themselves in debt. Then they have to work the rest of their lives to try to get out of debt, and they can't do the things for the kingdom of God because they're too busy trying to get out of debt. Why? Because they missed the key of knowledge. There's a time to sow, there's a time to receive. There's a special inheritance for us. There's a harvest for us. Everything is available for us. The whole thing is knowing when. Everything of God's will is associated with time. He prepares us for the next event. You're in a season right now of power and prosperity. You're beginning to see some of it come to pass. The first thing that's coming to pass is the prosperity of the riches of the Spirit. And as those things begin to grow and birth, you're going to find everything else fall into place. Everything will fall into place. But God is preparing us right now for what is coming so we don't get caught up in false prosperity. Amen. And be led astray of the true prosperity that's coming from God. Because the prosperity that's coming from God is your inheritance. Does everybody understand it? God is trying to release His inheritance, your inheritance, to His children. The problem is because they do not have the knowledge. They do not discern, because knowledge is a representation of discerning. They do not discern the seasons or the times or the move of the Spirit, and they miss their inheritance, and they try to get it back and do the things of God in the flesh, and it does not promote anything but destruction or disaster. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. That's why God says, gather together. And He's saying right here, look it. I want to go over this again in verse 3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain. Like the latter and the former rain to the earth. So it says He will come to you. Well, what's He going to do? He's going to release knowledge. Amen? He's going to release these things. Just like the anointing is caught. You can't teach the anointing. It must be caught. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to Jeremiah 9. Oh, praise You, Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is no excuse anymore. But I didn't know. Well, it's too late. You know how many believers are in hell? Every believer, there isn't one unbeliever in hell, is there? Amen, they're all believers now. See how many believers are in hell? It's loaded with them. But if they knew ahead of time, they wouldn't be there, would they? Amen. We got an amen over here. Out of the mouth of babes, praise God. Jeremiah 9. Getting something here, let's see. Start at verse 23. Thus says the Lord. Read it with me. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows Me. That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Is that glorious or what? Let him know Me. Well, you got to get knowledge then. Amen? The more you know Him, the more knowledge you have. Now there is false knowledge. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Is everybody okay? You don't want to take a break for lunch or nothing, do you? Praise God. We'd have to pray for you if you did. Is the devil starting to hit you yet about that? Popcorn, lunch, and all that other stuff? Man, I can't wait to get out of here and eat. Die. Come on, we said it's a good day to what? Die. Praise God. The devil doesn't want you to get knowledge. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. Would you read it with me? Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give willing share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and the contradictions of what is falsely called what? Knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be to you. In other words, there's been many false knowledge, which brought people into bondage. That's where you get religion from, isn't it? John, 1 John 4. 1 John 4. We're going to buzz through these. I have a few more scriptures, and then we're going to do whatever Jesus wants. 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Crab legs. Only God. First John chapter 4 and the first 6 verses. Read it with me. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Hello. And there is the spirit of error that promotes false knowledge. Now the Bible says that we'll know them by their fruit, right? Go to Romans 10. Roll on over to 10. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 10. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Is everybody there? Start at verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to or truth. Right? For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. That's false knowledge, isn't it? Trying to promote oneself righteousness, isn't it? Amen? Don't believe every spirit, right? Self-righteousness promotes pride, doesn't it? That's why you're to test them. You know, even in the Word, the Lord tells us in the book of Malachi, he says, test me and try me on this. It was one of his promises about tithing and offering. He said, test me and try me on this. You know, some people will test God and try him on it, but then they won't allow God to do it. They can't wait. Then they get pushed instead of led. But you have to allow God to fulfill his word and perform it. Amen? You've got to wait. Ephesians chapter 4. Thank Thank you, Master. In verse 11, would you read it with me? And he himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about from every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men or demons and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things and to him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And that's why we need this knowledge. Amen. I want to close at this other scripture, John 14. I have a few more, but praise God. I think we got the point. I think we got the key. John 14 and verse 15. Praise you, Lord. Would you read it with me? If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And how is he going to come to you? Through the Spirit. Amen. So that's why it's so important about having fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because he is the Spirit of truth. He will guide you into all truth. He won't mislead you. He will lead you. He will tell you things to come. And even no matter what you're doing, every day you need to invite him. The Bible says, acknowledge me in all your ways and I will establish your steps. Commit to me your works and I'll establish your thoughts. Remember, knowledge is a key that opens treasures. Get it. Cry out for it. Do it. Don't procrastinate. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. And we ask, Lord, today that the revelation, knowledge that has been imparted in us and the desire that you have for us, that we would grow in the fullness of Christ, that our inner man would be strengthened, our soul would be renewed, and our flesh would be crucified. That it would be no longer we that live, but you that live. I ask today, Father, that the seed be parted today will grow and bear fruit for your glory. That we would get revelation knowledge, that your kingdom would be established, that we would walk in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit and the riches of your prosperity in the Spirit, that we may be like-minded and that the image and likeness of Christ will be expressed through us and that you would be glorified in everything that we do. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.